Parshas Vayeshev is probably one of the most difficult parshas to really comprehend, because we're given it on face value as a family fight. Yosef's brothers, Yaakov favored Yosef, brothers were jealous, Yosef gets sold. You know, it doesn't look very sophisticated, it doesn't look very deep. But the Mefarshim explain that this is a very, very technically, halachically based machlekas over here about Bnei Yisrael, l'chula, l'chumra. You can look at Parshas Drachim. There's a lot of marmakimus to this. A lot of depth, exactly what the machlekas was. The Sefana says that Yosef held one thing, the brothers held that Yosef was a reidef, and his chayv misa. The sophistication of the argument is way beyond the scope of the shir. But we just have to understand who these people were, and what fight they were talking about, and how Lemaisa, because of this, we suffer every single generation. Every single generation we suffer. You know, what's fascinating is how ridiculous the blood libel is. That Jews take blood and put it into the matzahs and all this crazy stuff. If you have an egg with a blood drop in it, you throw it out. Well, they use blood for their matzahs, and they believed it. They believed it, these crazy people. Not even so long ago, there's a particular television host who brought this thing up as something that the Jews did in the past as a fact. I'm not going to be sued here for libel. But, and you know, it was incredibly ridiculous. And they say that's based on the kapara of with Yosef, is this the blood of your son? It's based on that, the Gedolim said for generations. But the Maisa we're suffering, in fact, interestingly, Rabbi Yochanan Zonnefeld says that in every Yom Kippur we say, Ke'ata Solchon Yisrael, U'mecholon L'shifte Yishurin. You forgive Yisrael, and Yimoychol L'shifte Yishurin. So Moychol Yisrael is referring to the Chet HaEgel, what the Klal Yisrael did by the Chet HaEgel, U'mecholon L'shifte Yishurin, and Yimoychol those people who were involved, the Shavotim who were involved in the Mechiras Yosef. Why? Because the Chet HaEgel represented the Av HaTuma, as it were, of the Chet of an Odom Namokoi between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mechiras Yosef was the Chet of man and man, between man and brother, between Ben Odom Lachaveri. And for that very purpose, there were two main Korbanos who brought in the base of Migdosh that went Lifnai V'Lifnim. Now, there's the holiest time, at the holiest place, by the holiest person. If the two bloods were taken in to the base of Migdash, and Kodesh Migdash, and what were they? What the bloods were they? The Dam HaPar and the Tam HaSoir. The Par is for a calf to do kapara on the terrible Averi did for the Chet HaEgel, which is obviously with a calf, and that is a Chet that represented the Chet between Ben Odom Levokoim, and the Soir was in this week's parasha where they dipped the blood of Yosef into the blood of the sheep of the goat and said, "Is this the blood?" And therefore, that is a via vos hatumah of the chet ben Adam lechaveri. And therefore, every year, every Yom Kippur, the tshuva again and again for this chet. And we understand that we're still doing tshuva for this. But if you look within the parasha, we have to just really look into it carefully, and we find a fascinating point over here that has very clear ramifications of Zvanaveh. And this is something that's not getting easier, it's something that's getting more complicated. Let's look into the parasha carefully. In this particular parasha, everybody suffered. Mechiras Yosef, everybody suffered. I'm basing this shir on a beautiful piece I saw by Rav Neventhal, Sein Gesund, a young married man, just got remarried to an English woman, late in his 80s. A beautiful piece I saw in his sefer. Yeah, just got remarried, yeah. A beautiful, Mrs. Gallendow, I think it is. Yeah, a beautiful piece I saw in this week's parasha, which is a very, very enlightening piece. You look in the parasha of Mechiras Yosef, and right across the board, everybody suffered. Whether it was Yitzchak Avinu, who the last 14 years of his life, he was together with his son Yaakov, and it should have been bliss, they should have been together now after all those years, and Yaakov is mourning for his son, and he's suffering terribly, and Yitzchok knows that Yosef is still alive, and he has to keep quiet. the pain that he must have gone through, that he, every time he saw Yaakov and he wanted to say something, he's holding himself back. Yitzchok suffered. Yaakov suffered terribly, not as much that Yosef was taken away, but as well, never had Ruach HaKodesh. He lost his Ruach HaKodesh. A person can't get Ruach HaKodesh with a tzar. And therefore Yaakov Avinu has perfected himself to levels that are beyond that we can possibly imagine, and he doesn't have this Ruach HaKodesh. Even Binyamin suffered. Binyamin wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef almost. And he was taken up to Mitzrayim, and he suffered, and he was accused. Right across the board, everyone suffered. And of course, the Shavatim suffered, and they were taken there, and they were accused, and they were taken down in prison, and Shimon and Levi, you name it. But there's one particular person who suffered the most. They all may have suffered emotionally, they all may have suffered physically, but there's one person who suffered fatally. And that was Yehuda. Yehuda suffered fatally. The Gemara says, it's a fascinating Gemara, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yehuda comes along, and let's understand this carefully. Yehuda comes along, and there's a din Torah over here. There's a fight going on over here. The brothers say, Yosef is chayv misa. Why? He's a raidif. Kill him. Mitzvah to kill him. We've passed him the mitzvah to kill him. And he went through a whole din Torah, a mitzvah to kill him. Yosef says, what are you talking about? Mitzvah to kill me? What are you talking about? You're the ones who are not behaving correctly, eating avim and achai. You're not treating your brothers with enough respect. I'm trying to get Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira Ovos, to educate you the way you're supposed to be, become a mensch. Well, I'm a Reidef. On the contrary, I'm an Achrai, I'm responsible. Yeah, eventually you're all going to have to bend that bow down to me. You're going to realize that I'm right. And you see, I have a Nevuah. You have a Nevuah. Dreams, they're telling me this. And the brothers all laugh at the dreams. And Yaakov shamma himself. Yaakov believes these dreams. Yaakov understands it's true. And there's this conflict. Yosef says, I'm right. The brothers say, you're wrong. Your brothers say, Yechayv Misa. Yosef, I'm absolutely clear. What does Yehuda do? What does Yehuda do? Yehuda calms the situation down. What does he do? Reuven chucks him into the boyer. He has an idea to take him out later. Why? Because Yehuda clearly was not agreeing with the brothers of Shimon and Levi. Yechayv Misa. He's going to save him later. Okay? Inside the boyer, there's Choshem and Akravim. He knew they wouldn't be killed because he was a tzaddik. And the Choshem and Akravim don't attack a tzaddik. Only a person's Bechira can kill him. Ein, the Arachayim HaKadosh. Okay? But, what is going on over here? Yehuda seems that he saved the day. Yehuda says, Ma Betzah, what are we gaining by killing our brother? Ma Betzah, what should we do? Let's sell him. Fantastic. He won't be killed. He's not exactly being saved. And you've got a compromise. Let's sell him. It seems fantastic. He deserves a medal for that. He stepped in, he showed leadership, he compromised, and everybody was happy. Or not happy. But, you know, compromise is a definition where both parties get what they don't want. Yeah, but he's done a great job. Says the Gemara, chas v'sholom to say that. The Gemara says, Mabetza. So he says, Mabetza k'nayu g'sachinu omr chazal. U'bitzeya beirach neitz Hashem. Neitz is an abomination. A person takes something and he uses it as a stolen something, makes a broch on it, it's despicable. Says the Gemara, Shkol ha-mavoich es Yehuda al-maseu zeh. Anyone who blesses Yehuda on what he did over here, boi beitza es adin u'moch es yuzik b'shora, hari hu begeda menait Hashem chas v'sholem. A person who said Yehuda did the right thing, it's as if he's going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu as an abomination. He's going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only that, the Gemara says later on, the Gemara says, Kol mishu hu maschul b'mitzvah, ve'enu goimra, the Medrash brings down, anyone that starts a mitzvah has not completed, koiver es ishtoi ves bonov. He ends up burying his wife and children, Rachman al-Islam. Where's that learned from? From Yehuda. Yehuda began to save Yosef, and he never finished saving him. He got sold. What happened? Kover es beshua ishtoi, he buried his wife, Ve'es'er v'oyna bonav and buried his children. So what Yehuda did, he didn't gain respect. In fact, we're not allowed to say he did the right thing. And not only that, there was death, a fatal action happened because of that. Because of his action, his wife died, his children died. Terrible things are happening here. Why? What's so wrong? Yehuda made a compromise. What's so wrong with that? Why is that so terrible? By the way, the idea of Erev v'oyna dying, because a maschul b'mitzvah is midah k'neged midah. You begin a mitzvah and you don't finish ending it off. A person begins a marriage and they don't live very long. you have children, they don't live very long. In other words, the maskil b'mitzvah, you're supposed to take something and take it to its conclusion. If you don't take it to a conclusion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away what's important to you and doesn't allow you to conclude with that either. Of course, ever in the Averis, but the fact that Yehuda suffered by it, that was Yehuda's oinish. So what's going on over here? Okay? So the understanding over here is that Yehuda ultimately did the right thing. Shimon Levi wanted to kill him. Okay? Yosef said, I'm right. So he did a compromise. Is compromise so bad? Is it such a terrible thing to compromise? In fact, the Gemara says that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes over there. If a dayan should make a pshara, when you have two people come into a din Torah, should you compromise? Should it be lechatchila to compromise, or should you work in din? You're right and you're wrong, or should you try and make a compromise? So the Gemara says, there's machlekes over there, different opinions as to knowing whether it's the right thing or wrong thing. And the Gemara says, and the end, mitzvah ala dayin lasus pshara ben validin. Gemara Sanhedrin davov. It is a correct thing to compromise. So compromise is a great thing. So here's a din Torah over here. Compromise. What's wrong with that? So the answer is that sometimes a compromise is the most fantastic thing in keeping the world peaceful and building the world, and sometimes a compromise is the most terrible thing and destroys the world. For example, let's say you have a compromise, a situation where you have two Bali Dinim coming to Beis Din, and Reuven comes along and he says, I bought a cow from Shimon. And I came to pick up this cow from Shimon, and the cow only had two legs. Two legs. Reuven says, Shimon says, yeah, you didn't say Nyonta the cow with four legs. Yeah, my cow has two legs. And therefore, you know, you have to take this cow with two legs, not a mekachdos. So, you know, so the dayan thinks he wants a cow with four legs, he wants a cow with two legs. No, let's compromise. Get a cow with three legs. Fantastic compromise. You want four, you want two, somewhere in the middle. Is that a compromise? Is that a pshara? Of course it's not. Because a person who wants four legs doesn't want three legs. For him, it's no compromise, b'chlal. A compromise is such when you're trying to make both sides agree and happy with what they have, maybe a little bit less, but both sides are happy. When one side is clearly upset and the other side is getting what he wants, it's not a compromise. That is an avla, that is destroying din, that is a complete corruption of justice. Yosef says, I am innocent, I am a Talmud Chacham, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I can give you all Shikach Torah. I can show you from the Rambam that's Ben Pekua, and I can show you that the issues is Chal. I can show you all the Rambams. Look in the Parshas Drachim of the Kesef of the Magid Mishnah. He'll show you exactly all the ins and outs of the Sfaros of Yosef. They're saying, what are you talking about? You're trying to sideline us. You're a Rodef. You're Chayiv. So they're saying you're Chayiv. You're saying you're Potter. What did Yehuda hold? Chayiv or Potter? It's clear Yehuda held that Yosef was not Chayiv. He disagreed. Yehuda was not chayiv. Otherwise, he'd have to have killed him. But he held he wasn't chayiv. It's mashma. He held he wasn't chayiv. Reuven held he wasn't chayiv. Yehuda held he wasn't chayiv. So what, in that stage when you're not chayiv, now comes a moment of truth. When you know you're not chayiv, what are you going to do now? Are you going to compromise on the other person's accept and say, you said, no, I need to go back home now. No, you're going to be sold now. What kind of compromise is that? That's a three-legged cow. I don't want to be sold to Mitzrayim noch? To Yishmaelim? Forget it, I don't want to be sold. I'm going home now. No, a compromise, you're going to be killed, and you're going to be sold. That's not a compromise. That is corruption. If Yehuda knew that Yosef was innocent, he should have pushed it through. He should have said, Rabbeisai, you are wrong. We should go and ask Yitzchak. We should go and ask Yaakov. We have to ask Dastur here. We have not got it right. I don't believe you're right. And he didn't push it through. Shimon and Levi had an opinion. They just were overruled. But they kept their opinion. But Yehuda had an opinion, and he went against what he felt was right. A compromise when you know you're supposed to be doing one thing and you don't do it because you're trying to placate one side on the expense of somebody else is corruption. And if you say Yehuda did something right, it's betzah. That is something, be it near to Hashem. That is wrong. That is wrong. And that's what happened over here. Yehuda, there's a compromise though, that even if you do make a compromise and you do feel that one side is losing out, you can back up that side. I don't want to go into the context of that. David HaMelech, for example, when he makes it in Torah, he'd say, Reuben is chayv, Shimon is potter, right? But he would go along himself and give that if Shimon wasn't oni, he'd, from his own pocket, he'd pay Shimon the loss. That's something else. A dayan has a right after the din to decide what's going on over there. Many, many years later, there's another compromise over here. Yosef HaTzadik stands up and he says, I want Binyamin. He is going to be my Eved. Right? What does Yehuda say? Take me. I don't want to take you. So Binyamin wants to go home. Yosef wants him as an Eved. Take me as an Eved. You can make a compromise if you're putting yourself in the lurch. That's fine. And that's what he did. He did tshuva later. But a compromise where one person's clearly suffering against what you believe is true is corruption. It's not a compromise. We can get to that soon. Yeah.
What are you looking at?
This is Rav Neventhal. He talked about then how we have a melech. A melech is supposed to be stand for what's right and what's wrong, by the Yam Suf. It's not as if, okay, we're supposed to cross the Yam Suf, you know what, let's all jump in together. No, if I'm supposed to do it, I'll do it. And he discusses how in Shol HaMelech, he made a compromise that was wrong. Yes, you will kill most of Amalek, you won't kill Agog. That's not a compromise, that's wrong. You've got to stick to your principles, etc., etc. So then he talks about Lemaisa. Lemaisa, where does compromises work today? He says the Yetzirah, what he does is, he tells you sometimes, when it comes to Ben Odom, Lemokoim, there's room for compromise. When it comes to Odom Lechaveroi, no, there's din. He said there's certain situations where there's no room for compromise. He said there was, in Tof Reish Peites, there was huge riots in Eretz Yisrael by the Kosel. And the Jewish and the British mandate called in the Jewish agency and said, we can calm things down, we can quell this argument if you simply agree that the Kosel does not belong to the Jews. So all you have to do, the Kosel does not belong to Jews, and we'll calm things down. So Jewish agency said, okay, we need to ask the chief rabbi Rav Kook, and we need to ask Yossi Chaim Zonnefeld, the head of the Eidah Haredis. They went to Rav Kook, and Rav Kook said, I'm sorry, I can't compromise on something that does not belong to me. The Beis HaMikdash and the Mokum HaMikdash belongs to Klal Yisrael. It's given to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have not had the right to compromise on something that does not belong to me. They went to Yossi Chaim Zonnefeld and said exactly the same thing. The Chofetz Chaim, with Avas Chesed, with his beauty of caring for Ben Adam Chaveri, with his incredible sensitivity of Lashon Hara, of Rechidus, how close was he to becoming almost a malach of being able to smooth things down, to be careful of other people's feelings? When it came to Shabbos, he roared like a lion. No compromise for Shabbos. He stood there and all the hilchos, all the halachos of the Mishnah Berurah came out then. What this is offer, and that's offer, you've got to close your shops. One time he stood in front of a whole group of shopkeepers. And he said, he yelled at them, Rabbi Yisai, Shabbos. So they said to him, you know, Rabbi, I agree with you. Shabbos is a very important thing. But we've got a lot of stuff to sell. Let us keep it for another two or three weeks, and we'll keep Shabbos from there. So Rav Chofetz Chaim said, I'm very sorry. Shabbos is not mine to compromise. I don't have an ability to tell you yes, what to keep, what not to keep. So Rav Neventhal says, to imagine, you know, you have the peace talks with Israel. Okay? And they say, you know what, this part belongs to Eretz Yisrael and this part does not belong to Eretz Yisrael. This part will give away, this part will... So what right do we have to give away a part of Eretz Yisrael? What right do we say that this is not our Eretz Yisrael, this is yours, this is ours? If you want to say that it all belongs to us, but we're not able to look after it because we don't have the military strength to do so, we've been saying that for hundreds of years. Fine. Okay. But to say, this is our Eretz Yisrael, that's not Eretz Yisrael, this belongs to you, what right do we have to say that? We have to know when we compromise and when we don't compromise. And this is Chanukah. Chanukah is all about, the Gemara says, why do we need the whole Nes of Chanukah, the Neiris? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. You could have taken the Shem and that was Tomei. And the Gemara says, Hutra b'tzibur, you're allowed to use it because if all the tzibur are Tomei, you can use it. The terrace is that before we start making compromises, a Hutra b'tzibur, let's do our very, very best to have what we have. Let's take this oil and burn this oil. Tomorrow I may have to do something else, but right now we've got to do what we need to do. Right now we need to look and look and look and look and look and do the very best we can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, no compromise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim. And that is why in this particular case, you know, people are eat this or they eat that, and they eat yes Mahadrin, they eat not Mahadrin, but when it comes to Chanukah, we're all Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. Ner Isha Beisoi is what the normal day is. One menorah for we hold one menorah is fine. But when it comes to Chanukah, every single person takes menorah. Every single person, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. Why? Because once a year at least, we stand up and we say, we're not into compromises. We're going for the very best. We are going to focus on what is right and what's wrong. There's no way for us. The apostle just finishes off by, but the Malach sees Yosef, and he says to Yosef, what are you looking for? Leimoy matavakesh. Yeah? What's Leimoy matavakesh? Pasuk says to him, Vayimsei ish vihine soye basadeh. He found the ish, who's the ish? The Malach. Saw Yosef in the field. Vayashleyo ish. And the man asked him, Leimoy matavakesh. Saying to him, matavakesh. Says Ramei Shapiro, what does it mean? Vayashleyo ish leimoy matavakesh. Vayashleyo ish. He said, matavakesh, what are you looking for? Says Ramei Shapiro, he's going to Golus now. He's going to Mitzrayim. With all that confusion, with all that tumor, with all that ability to try and keep about compromise. No. Leimor matavakesh. Wherever you go in life, say to yourself, what am I looking for? What am I looking for? Absolutely. No room for compromise. And that is how you'll stay safe in Mitzrayim. This is how you'll stay safe in Golus. And Be'ez Hashem, with the Nes of Chanukah, will be get stop the compromises and get the reality. Fire. Fire.